today. It was a perfect performance. You know, your United are up there, the top half, and they've had some good results. They played very well against Rangers last week, particularly in the first half. It hadn't been for Cammy Bell, so we thought they would be well up for it today because of the, you know, when you look at it, they're one of the teams that are contesting. The new Brechin was playing probably Stranraer today, so they would want to try and maybe get a result here. And I've got to be honest, you know, we didn't start that well because it could have been 2-2 in 10 minutes. Josh Anke, you know, maybe should have hit it when great in the early minutes. Then they got the part and they had two good chances to score. And then Faze was right through. He normally scores early, but he went and put it past the post. And we're thinking, God, what's this going to be today, you know? And you could see when we got the first goal, and great strike with Forbes, and then just getting that one before half time must have been a real sickener for them. And it was all about being professional in the second half, making sure we stressed the fact that we didn't let them back into it. And I thought, for me, the day that Morris, maybe after a wee shaky start, him and Pagey, I thought the second half they were just outstanding, never let them back in the game, defended well, just got their heads on everything that came in there, read it and closed people down. I thought it was just a great performance today. And I think, you know, the day was just capped off with one terrific move. Forbes done tremendous away at Flicker, great boy to wing, and Shanks, he's got options in the middle, but he's taking it on like a striker does, and what a great goal to finish. So, and I think there's nobody could doubt, even though Ayr could have got a couple of goals, I think we could easily have had a few ourselves, but you would take against one of your teams in the top half a 3-0 victory. And for me, I thought that's the first time for a long time I think we've looked really solid. I thought we did that at East Fife and Fofford after going 2-1 down, coming back. And I think these boys that have come in with the experience and the strength and the quality they've got has made us. I mean, look at today, I could leave Wallace, who's been great for us. Just gave him a rest today. We've got a game in midweek and next week. So, and that's why I took Forbes and Hubby off at the just with 15 minutes of the game was won, so we could give them a break and keep people there. So it was just one of these satisfying professional performances today, and it was thoroughly deserved, I think.
Can I just ask you about the second goal? I think Ross maybe thought it was in, but Shanks has done.
I said at half time, I says, who was it in? And Ross sort of half claimed it, and then I just says to Shanks didn't know what to claim either. And I says, well, was it in when you went to put it in? He says, no. I says, what's your goal? It's an end of story. So, you know, but he more made up for it with the third one. What a terrific strike. And you know, we've scored a lot of goals against Ayr this year. You know, when the league game down there, we were 2-0 down and came back to 4-2, beat them here 5-1. And cup ties, which you understand, are a lot tighter, but it's another terrific result for us today, and especially at home when we always find that teams come in and make it difficult. But what pleased me today was the work rate of the team. You know, when we lost the ball, every single player was closed down, they pressed, they chased lost causes, they put people under pressure. It was just terrific today. It was as good a performance as we've had here all season.
And that puts 14 points between you and Ayr now. Do you feel? You know, Stranraer's office is still there as well.
I say it's never there till mathematically. But you know, you think 14 points, it's 5 games, there's only what, 11 left or something like that. So you're edging towards. But we want to finish second, so Stranraer won today, didn't they? So we've got to go, we've got our broth to think about first. They're fighting for their lives, and we need to come on and put the same performance, get the 3 points. And I said before the Forfar game, if we could get for this week coming up, with these 4 games coming up, Forfar away, 2 home games and then away to Stranraer, if we've got the lion's share of the points there, we would take a big step to making it a little bit easier than it might be if we drop points to these teams. So the players were magnificent, you couldn't ask for any more.
Today, is that going to change
with Josh signing? No, and just as I said before, it's something that wasn't anybody's decision. It was explained, you know, that Josh's sins, but you know, you can't shut the door if the horse is bolted. So it's, but that's not there. I want 11 captains out there, and that's why, you know, being the captain is fine. But everybody should be a captain out there. And but as I say, it was a situation where I've been delayed it too long. You can't have players who want to go forward with the club and not want to leave, that should be set an example on the pitch. And I think Josh was outstanding today. One or two decisions later on when that he was brought down, but he showed a lot of tenacity, particularly in the first half when he was getting in behind him doing that right hand side. So you know, I think a big help to got his contract and his future sorted out this week. And but these things happen. He's, you know, can't he go and take it away for somebody to give back, but that's life. We just get on with it, and we make that decision next year and we'll find out who's going to be captain then. So but Giggs has done nothing wrong and kept us going, so we'll leave it at that.
Cheers, Jim.
All right. Cheers, Jim.